I'm Savannah Peterson for Inside Ag, and today we're talking with Terry Holdren, CEO of Kansas Farm Bureau, and Amy Castle, Regional Vice President for Farm Bureau Financial Services, and we're going to be talking about the End Hunger Food Drive.
Terry, can you give us a little bit of background about the Hunger Food Drive and how it came about? When will it be happening?
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for having us today on the podcast. We're excited about this. So way back in the pandemic, we partnered with Amy and our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services to begin an effort to start to try to address hunger at a local level. So we encouraged county farm bureaus to partner with Farm Bureau Financial Services agents to help food banks and food pantries and other things collect and distribute food to people who needed it at the time. That effort has continued since then. And this really is another sort of cool iteration to that undertaking, where we're going to ask those same folks, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents, our county farm bureaus, and our members across the state to join the K-State athletic program and Kansas State University football in a friendly but slightly competitive food drive to help do that same thing, collect non-perishable canned goods and other items for food pantries and food feeding agencies at a local level across the state. The contest itself begins on October 18th and runs through November 15th. And we're really excited about it. There are very cool prizes. Folks are going to want to be part of this and want to participate in the effort.
Yeah, that's going to be super fun. Amy, what does Farm Bureau Financial Services role in the food drive? And what's the overall goal for the Hunger Food Drive?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Our primary goal is to partner with KFB all across the state. Luckily, they were like the brains behind this operation. They came up with all the good stuff, all the details, and told us exactly what had to happen. And we are definitely the ones that are going to serve as a primary person in our community. So when I think about Farm Bureau Financial Services, our role is just that. We rely heavily on our agents and their team members all across the state to be that consistent, friendly, familiar face within their community. Our agency force is going to do a great job of helping us promote this event all across Kansas. Our agents and their team members, they're very embedded inside of their communities, and they have great relations with the people that reside all over them. So again, we're going to rely heavily on our agency force to be aligned with our vision for this end, or for the Hunger Food Drive, and to aid in the hands-on piece of it and promote and market this event all across our communities. So our goal is to gather as many food donations as we possibly can so that we can see a significant impact all across our state.
So this event is centered around the K-State game against Iowa State on November 25th. What role does K-State have in the event?
So the university and K-State Athletics are our partners in the food drive, but also in the event. So you'll hear messages from the university for the next month leading up to the launch and during the food drive. We're hoping to do some stuff with Coach Kleiman and others. You know, there's this Willie the Wildcat dude that runs around occasionally. And so we're partnering with them on the execution of the event and the culmination of the drive, which will happen, like you indicated, at the November 25th game when K-State plays Iowa State here in Manhattan. Now, that's a game where we'll celebrate the great work that's been done, that Amy talked about a minute ago, across the state, where members and clients and agents and county farm bureaus come together just to do great stuff in terms of feeding people in Kansas. So we'll recognize the winning county farm bureaus and the winning agents of that food drive at that game on the 25th. And we'll just celebrate the fact that we did great work in helping Kansans meet their needs and ending hunger in the state during that time.
If somebody wants to participate, what kind of food donations are best and where should they go to donate?
Yeah, I'll jump in, Terry. Non-perishable food items, preferably, but our intent is to work very closely with the local food banks and figure out what their exact needs are. So it'll depend by county what their needs are and what they have the most demand for. we can also take, you know, monetary donations. So some local food banks may, you know, just need the funds to support a program that they're currently doing. And so there's some options when it comes to that. I would encourage you to reach out to a local Farm Bureau agent or a local county board to get the exact information that you need for that food drive.
Yeah. And then how will the donations be distributed after this?
So the way we've built this out is that, you know, while most of us can't take and don't want to take a cash contribution, you can make an online contribution with your credit card. We've built a landing page for all of this at www.kfb.org/endhungerfooddrive. It's a mouthful, but it's kfb.org/endhungerfooddrive. You can find all the locations to make a contribution of the non-perishable items that Amy talked about. You can also make it a monetary contribution and direct that monetary contribution to the county of your choice. So we have at this point in time, 47 counties across the state that are participating. You can find out where those donations go, but you can also make that online contribution that'll go for the benefit of that county's effort. And most importantly, count toward their ability to win in the contest that's running as well.
So you kind of set me up good. We have this contest going for the food drive. What's the reward beyond helping community members in need?
Amy loves to talk about all the prizes, so I'm letting her have this one.
Well, Terry, as you know, the folks that we have out in the field are always up for a friendly competition. So whenever you can partner them against their peers to see who does a better job, they're usually all for it. So, I mean, outside of helping the community members and the impact, you know, that it has, it's really great recognition for our brand. You know, I think about this one particular event, but these are the type of services and things that both KFB and Farm Bureau Financial Services do all across our communities every day, every year. So it creates a great opportunity for brand recognition and just strengthening that. You know, it is one of our pillars of success as an organization. When we look at what is the foundation of making us successful, it's giving back to our communities. It's a social responsibility that we have. And, you know, the prize, the big prize, is getting to go cheer on the Kansas State Wildcats on November 25th as they beat Iowa State in that friendly competition. So really looking forward to that. We have a great partnership, as Terry mentioned before, with Kansas State. The relationship goes back a really long ways, and it's just nice to see all three of us come together to support these efforts.
Awesome. Is there anything else our listeners need to know about the End Hunger Food Drive?
Yeah, just so for folks who want to get in the weeds about how this thing works, I'll dispel the myths and rumors right now, right? So the winning county will be the county that collects the greatest percentage of pounds per members in that county. So it's equalized. Doesn't matter what size your county Farm Bureau is, but it's the pounds, the percentage of pounds per member, not the weight of the members, but the weight of the food. That's an important note, right? Got to be clear on this stuff. And monetary contributions factor into that at the rate of £1 per dollar donated. So it's a great way to play. We're hopeful. You know, obviously this game here occurs here in Manhattan this year in 2023, but next year the Wildcats travel to Iowa, and when we've got partners there. So we're already plotting some friendly challenge toward our neighbors and our friends to the north and east in Iowa, that we believe that Kansas is way better than they are at pretty much everything, including football, but definitely including the ways we serve and give back to our community. So we're confident that we can win this challenge, not only this year here in Kansas, but every year going forward. Not only in our communities on the food drive, but also in that little thing that the internet calls Farmageddon, when the Cats play the Cyclones. So we're excited about it all.
Awesome. And one more time, when can people donate?
Yeah, October 18th through November 15th is the period.
Thanks for joining us, Terry and Amy. If you would like more information about the food drive, please visit www.kfb.com/endhungerfooddrive. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, please share it with others. Thanks for listening.